Good afternoon, family. If you're just tuning in, you've just tuned into the hottest radio station. And this is Straight From The Street, your hour of power. And I'll be your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee. And if you're tuning in, the station is NEA2X Radio, the voice of the people. And we like to also say that we are a profanity-free station. Yes, you heard what I said. We are a profanity-free station. And if you're tuning in and you have a friend who wants to get in, they can type in www.blackonblackunity.com. Let me repeat that again, www.blackonblackunity.com. All right, as we're tuning in, I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee. This is Testimony Thursday. We'll get a chance to talk to some successful reentry individuals, as we spoke with last week. So we're going to get into the lives of individuals who have came out and made a success of themselves. So that's why I call this show Testimony Thursday, because for them, this is a new season, a new season. What do you mean by that? A new season means that it is a new time for them. They're coming home from incarceration, and they're starting and needing relationships, new relationships. They're getting back reacquainted with their families. For me, it was a decade. For Andre Allen, it was 15 years. So we have a very casualty of many stories of men and women returning home from incarceration, returning to a neighborhood. If it's like anything in the District of Columbia, it's hitting on gentrification. What does that mean? That means that the new individuals come in with money and the old moves out, because if the taxes are too high and you can't pay it, then you're forced to either sell it or somehow your taxes are too high and you can't pay it. So, again, that is a great way for us to see in all of our lives we have new seasons. And I think this is a new season for me as a host. And it brings about a greater awareness of the voices of individuals who are trying to start over their lives. They're trying to start over with employment, trying to start over by finding resources, meaning, i.e., whether it's for a spiritual journey, whether it's in the mosque, the church, or whatever point of religion that you look to inspire you to be the best that you can be. Because you may need N.A., A.A., and all of those mechanisms of what I've just shared with you are what we need to be successful persons in your new season. And a lot of times we don't want to have a new season with the same old attitude or with the same old stuff. And what do I mean by that? It was told to me that nothing slick slides up, it only slides down. And there's no shortcuts in life. Anything in life that you want, you have to work for it. So today we're going to just look at what it is for a new season. This is a great series for me because it brings about a greater awareness of everyday people. Statistics says that if you're talking to five individuals, one of those five, if they're African-American, that one will be on some form of monitoring, whether it be probation, parole, or some form of the system. And it's very sad, but it's very factual. So again, we need to wrap our arms and our resources, our time and our talent to be able to help those brothers and sisters come back looking at a new season in a new neighborhood, but not with the same thing. So if you left like I did, it was the crack era. Now it's a whole new different era. So again, it's trying to embrace this new season. So the first thing is I want to look at some statistics that was given from the Brookings Institute, and it's called the American Enterprise Institute. And it states that more than half of the formerly incarcerated are unable to find stable employment within their first year of returning, and three-fourths of them are rearrested within 3 years of release. I don't know about you, family, but that is very startling, because there are resources out there that we can find, and I find it ironic that we can spend money to incarcerate but not liberate. And if we can spend 30-something or $50,000 to incarcerate, we can use that same thing to that same money to educate you, to give you what you need to be able to be a person employable and a community value to your family, to your community, and most of all, to the spiritual organization that you belong to. And again, it's being able to know how to start a relationship. For me, I didn't know how to communicate well. After coming out of prison, relationships were very hard. I think when the first big major, event for me was the Georgia Avenue Day. And I didn't know what a Georgia Avenue Day was when I was incarcerated and coming home. I didn't know that. So everything was just totally different. And learning how to communicate with people, what's socially accepted then is not socially accepted now. Meaning that the things that you used to could say, you can't say that now. So some of the biases and bigotry that you held when you went in, you can't not participate in that. Some can, but we can't. So, and I've always thought within myself to give you the best of who I am. So instead of using negative connotations to describe individuals, I use great words to describe people. There's no B's, no H, none of that. We don't even use those type of language, because everybody is what you are. So if you feel that you're a king, then I'm a king. And you can only see in others what you see in yourself. Let me repeat that again. You can only see in others what you see in yourself. A liar thinks that everybody lies, and a thief thinks that everybody steals. And it's not like that. So in our new relationships, we have to be open. And what do I mean by that? Open to embrace friendship. Open to embrace different. Yes, I say different. Meaning, if you didn't know how to read like I did, now you can pick up a book and read. If you weren't a very social person, now is the time to do that. As a community, what COVID has taught us is that we're missing a lot of things, and that sensitivity to be nice. People don't have to be nice, so when they are nice, just say thank you. If they open the door for you, thank you. And then one of my great mentors said to me that you can't give what you don't have. I said, break that down. He said, if you don't have love to give, you can't give it. I remember when I used to let people over driving, people just want to get over. And I used to let them over, and they wouldn't say thank you. Not, you know, I found myself being a little bit perturbed about that. And they said, well, I don't know why you being perturbed, because what you're looking for something, because people can't give you what they don't have. They don't have thankfulness to give you, then they can't give it to you. You can only give what you have on the inside. And that's honesty, loyalty, truth, trust, integrity, love, those inner qualities that make us phenomenal people that people are attracted to. I've never seen anybody being attracted to cursing, being negative. That's not attractive. But honesty, yes. Drop your wallet and pick it up. Drop your phone in the store like I did a brand new iPhone years ago and gave it to the person. That's what I'm talking about. sincerity. Those things are very attractive on us, on the outer and inner, because no one wants to hang around a liar and nobody wants to hang around a thief. Everybody likes to hang around somebody that's good. Relationships. What is it in relationships coming home from incarceration that you have to be reminded of? And the statistics said that in the first year, people don't find jobs. So what that says to us is in the reentry community is that we have to give people hope. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans not to harm you, but to give you a hope in the future. That's what life is based about, knowing that one day I'm going to be free. As our ancestors used to sing, up above my head, I hear music everywhere. There must be a God somewhere. And today, there has to be music or symphonic bells ringing over top of us saying, you can be a great father, you can be a great mother, a great grandmother or aunt or niece or nephew. You can. And the way you can be that is that this is your new season. A new season is not just for anybody, it's for everybody. And I think the first thing that we have to do in this reentry movement for our friends and family, but this is not just for individuals that are returning home. The greatest prison is not a physical bar, it's the mental bars that are in your mind where you're angry, resentment. So the first thing you have to do is forgiveness. Let it go. Let it go and surrender it to God. Because one thing, it's funny that you're angry, but the people that you're angry at, they still get to walk past you and don't nothing happen to them. You're the one rolling over, being mad, and all those other stuff while they walking around still in their joy, while you're still having turmoil. So the first thing we have to learn how to do in our new season is learn how to forgive in relationships. And you have to practice this. This is not a one-time solution. Oh, I forgive you and it's over. Jesus said that how many times should you forgive? Said 70 or 15 times. Forgive me. Didn't say forget, but forgive. Because that allows you to move on in your newness or your new season. And not remain in the old season with bitterness, resentment, hostility. No, you can't win with that type of hand. And all of us have a different hand in life. And if you're tuning in, this is straight from the street, your power hour. And your hour of power where we are talking today about testimony. Testimony Thursday, where you can share your new season. And relationships in reference to returning citizens, but the principles are the same. Everybody needs to be forgiven. Some of the greatest stories that I've ever seen have been on TV where someone has killed the individual's son or daughter and the other person, the parent, says, I forgive you. Powerful gesture of love. It's not an act, it's not a putting on the show, but that's the work of God inside of that individual saying, I want to be free from being angry at you because I want to move on in my freedom of what it is that God has for me. And those are some of the powerful testimonies in the world to hear and witness and see in individuals. Letting go of anger, resentment, hostility, and saying, God, take over me and give me my new season of love, forgiveness, grace, mercy, understanding, kindness, generosity. And it's not just for my family. It's for the evildoer who did bad unto me. Wow. Powerful, family. That's very powerful. Because we all need it. Where there's a lot of law, there's no love. And where there's a whole lot of law, there's no love. And where there's a whole lot of love, there's less law. Because the world needs now is more love. Can't buy it, can't earn it, but you just learn how to get it, receive it, and share it to the people in the world who need it. There's a kid who needs a hug. There's a co-worker who needs advice. There's a person in the church that needs a prayer. There's someone around you who's sick who needs your upliftment. There's someone that can use a card for you to say, get well and keep the faith. And there's someone who needs encouragement. I can't do it, but you can. Because that promise is assigned to you through God to give it away. Yes, you heard what I said. Give it away. Give away the happiness that you have. Give away the wisdom that you have. Give the joy away, the understanding that you have. Because all of that comes from who you are as a man, woman, or youth, or individual who loves people like God sees them. Yes, you heard what I said, like God sees them. And then when you open up relationships, ladies and gentlemen and family, what you will see is that new things come to you. If you want something new, you got to be able to let go some of the old. I like collecting shoes, so I got to give away some shoes in order to get some new shoes. And there's somebody out there who don't have shoes that can use shoes. So why not be a blessing to people instead of trying to be a show-off to show people what you got? Yes, you heard what I said, show off. Some of us just show off. I got these new shoes, and the first thing, what people say, this is what they cost. Who cares about the cost? When the main issue is, do you like them? Because if you like them, that's all that really counts. So I'm so happy. And if you're tuning in, this is Straight from the Street, your Hour of Power, and I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Reed. And this is Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. We are a profanity-free station. That's right, profanity-free station. And if you want to dial in, hit us up on blackonblackunity.com. www.blackonblackunity.com. And again, this is a marvelous time for you and me to experience some new. And what we have to do is move away from the prison apparatus, meaning the prison system, and just punishment. No one likes to be just punished. Everybody, Carter G. Woodson said this way, it's a difference between training and education. And the miseducation of the Negro, it said that we needed to be educated, not trained. You train dogs, you train lions and all other type of animals, but you educate individuals. The best thing for me that ever happened was going to prison. I was able to set my mind free. I had a great relationship with other individuals that wanted the best for me. But they wanted to see me free to have a new season. Yes, you heard what I said, freedom. In prison, best thing ever happened. Why? Because it gave me time to work on me. When you're working out here in society, it's hard to pick up a book. It's hard to do those things. You have to want to do things new. Change is hard. It's not easy. It says change you will or die you must. Why? Because change is ever changing. If they change new laws, we got to adapt to them. As they say, two red lights and one you adjust to that. So in your new season, new relationships, and open up to meet new people. I'm so glad that we as people of faith and people of community, that we can all get along together and make this world a better place. And for those that are coming home where they can find employment. And I had to learn how to write a check. I didn't know how to do that when I went in. I had to learn everything over. Everything. Everything is changing. So when people come home, be available. Not just saying I'm here and I'm watching TV, but be available to have a conversation. Be available to be open, to share with them what it is that's going on in the community, where to go and where not to go, what it is that's going on in not just your neighborhood, but all over in the DMV area. But just like all politics, it's not just locally, it's universal. So there's a lot of caring in relationships. And I'm evolving. The more relationships that we have and the more authentic. Authentic meaning clear or real with yourself and the individual, the better we are. Paul Lawrence Dunbar said it's the mask that we wear. A mask. And some masks are deception. And some masks don't help you to be authentic in the voice of who you are as a man or woman. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Okay, but say it low, I'm black and I'm poor, but I'm still a child of God. And I think that when coming home, the first thing you have to do is work on the relationship. Family members, take time out to check on your individuals who have come home. And it's just like starting all over again. Yes, all over again. Remember when you graduated from junior high to high school and college and all those other things? It's a rebirth, a redoing. The word re means to go back. It's a redoing of you. And you're starting over. There are missing moments from those individuals. I missed 10 years out of my son's life. 10. I can't go back and redo them over. I can't say, take one, here's one back, here's two, here's three, here's four, here's five. Can't do it. But you can fill in where you belong. And that's what giving your children love. Yes, you're a blessed love, L-O-V-E. Very powerful word. Sung about, prayed about, teach, taught about, looked for. Dating apps, it's all over the world. People are looking for it. But when you find it, it's real. And it's out there. But the greatest love, loving yourself. How do you love you? So in Testimony Thursday, and if you're just tuning in, this is Straight from the Street. I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee, and you're with the hottest show on the dial, Straight from the Street. So if I'm not on your street, I'm coming on down your street. And I just want to say, again, is that a question that was asked to me, and I asked it to you, family, is he or she in your family worth salvaging? This is the question that seems to plague America. There are thousands upon thousands of African American men and women involved in the justice system. Are they worth salvaging? That's the question that you have to ask. I answer yes. Yes, they're worth salvaging. Yes, she's worth salvaging. Why? Because we are all children of God, trying to find our direction, trying to find our purpose. And sometimes we don't know our purpose until we feel the pain of what our promise is. Yes, you're right. I said the pain of the promise. I didn't know that in order to do the work of God, he wanted me to be educated, not dumbfound. He wanted me to be resilient, not stupid. He wanted me to have clarity, not be a buffoon. He wanted me to be able to feel the pain of the people, everyday brothers and sisters, instead of joking on pain. There are real people that are hurting today who need to be uplifted by us as a community, us as people, persons of God, who are sent to do a special mission. You heard that, and you've seen this, Mission Impossible. Yes, there's a Mission Impossible today. The Mission Impossible is that, can we help heal our communities? Can we help heal our families? Are your families worth salvaging? What is your question? Are we ready? Do we want to heal? Do we want to provide? Do we want to seek solutions? Or do we want to do the same old thing and expecting the same old results that don't give us nothing? Yeah, you heard that, David. Don't give us nothing. But I do believe that if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, if you hold on to hope, if you hold on to grace, if you hold on to mercy, if you hold on, our guest is right online. We have a guest and Pastor Balboa or Brother Allen. Hello. We have a guest online. Hello. Hello. Family. As we are waiting for our guest, I just want to say that it is time for change. And if our guest is calling, we can just let them in, family, and we can just go from there. I just wanted to say that it's a very great moment. And if my guest is on, can you share with us, guest? So the question, again, and we're having some technical difficulties, so when my guest gets on, they can just come on in, and we'll be able to gladly have a great conversation with them. And we're about to go into a commercial break, so I just want to say that we need to, as a community, to keep on keeping on, keeping hope alive. So you can hold on to your device if you can stick, hold, and stay. This is Straight from the Street, and I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Hey, Pastor.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
Are you, hello?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. Hello. I am Sally Ann House. I am the host of Self Love Now radio show on Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. And what I would like to do is to inform you that I would love for you to join me this Friday on, well, not just this Friday, but Friday, October the 8th at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. My guest will be Don Curtis, a man of the world, a former foreign affairs leader who will be touching bases on the complexities of family and life. Looking forward to your presence, and thank you.
This portion of the program is also sponsored by the following. Ladies, surprise the man in your life with handsome, handmade Asian silk neckties designed and created by Eddie Johnson. These attractive, eye-catching ties are online and priced to meet your budget. See for yourself at his website, and you too will agree. The real look in neckties are handsome Asian silk neckties by Eddie Johnson. Visit today at www.tiesbyeddiejohnson. If you're interested in a personal design, give him a call at 202-526-3610. And finally, we are co-sponsored by the following information. Have you heard? Our brother, Charles Sifford, was the first black man who won the United Golf Association's National Negro Open 6 times, to include consecutive wins from 1952 to 1956. Charles Sifford was actually the first brother to play on the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods said Sifford paved the way for his career. Sifford turned pro in 1948, but black golfers were excluded from competing in the PGA Association at that time. It was jazz great Billy Eckstein who was among the first to sponsor Charles Sifford's career. And now, back to the program with your radio host, our brother, Reverend Jerome Lee, on his program titled Straight from the Streets.
Thank you, Sister Nia, 2X. We are just so grateful in this day and time that we have a lot more resources to be able to help individuals. And I'm so happy again to be able to share stories of individuals who are coming back into society. They're coming back to do great and wonderful things. And I'm just so glad to be able to have individuals who have great and wonderful stories, like Pastor Balboa, which is great individuals who are doing things in the community. And we look forward to hearing his story and the things that he has done to be the best that he could be for his family first, to God and to all of those who find hope and inspiration from his story. So again, I'm just thankful again to those individuals like himself that do great work for the kingdom of the community. So again, if you're just tuning in, this is Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. We are a profanity-free station. And if you're tuning in on the dial, it's www.blackonblack.com. blackandblackunity.com. That's right, www.blackandblackunity.com. Now, this is a wonderful moment in time for us to be able to get together with each other and share what it is about being salvaged. Life is always about ups and downs. There's no one that stays good forever. Good as Kobe Bryant was after 20 years, Michael Jordan, Ali, Mike Tyson, the list goes on, because everything has a season. So as a radio family, this is your new season where you can do things new, better, and more improved.
Sir, your guest is on.
Come on in. Hello. 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 My guest on, I can't hear.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. How are you, Pastor Balboa? Good afternoon to you and for radio hostess Pastor Balboa. And he's going to share with you a little bit about his story. How are you this evening, my brother? Hello? Pastor, unmute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
You can hear me. Okay, well, greetings to your audience. I do want to apologize for this technology. I'm giving it the best I can. You can hear me clearly. First of all, I'm honored to be on your show, bro. I'm honored to be able to lift my voice and just speak a little bit as it relates to from the streets. Thank you for your relationship, your friendship, man. Thank God for what he's doing in your life. I thank you how you went in the belly. God kept you. You made the best of it, and you're still giving back. So I thank God for that. And I just want to say today, if I could just say to anybody that is dealing with that challenge, or you have family members dealing with the challenge of reentry, transitioning back into the community, or they're still doing time, I just want to speak to the fact that the grace of God is sufficient. The grace of God is sufficient. And as I say that, I just want to lift up a few thoughts about grace, right? Because basically it's something we all need. And truly it's something that we all have received. That undeserved kindness, that kindness of God, that he looks out for us even when we're not recognizing, we're not acknowledging the fact that he's doing that. A little bit about my story. I grew up in Northeast D.C. I moved into a little street called Orleans Place, and I like to say to the day, a lot of the younger guys don't know, but that was one of D.C.'s most notorious little streets, and it became more notorious under Rafer Edmonds. But that is where I grew up at, and I started getting locked up early. I started going through the juvenile system from the receiving home to Maple Glen to Oak Hill, Cedar Oak Hill. But the last time that I was down Oak Hill, this is my story. I was down there with a friend of mine. He was 16, I was 15. And both of us had similar charges. And my charge, I had confessed to out of stupidity. I was young, 15, and I confessed. But we're both down at Oak Hill at the time. And what happened is, him being 16, they waived him. And then I pushed my public defender to get me waived, because I wanted to go to Lord and I wanted to make bond go back to the street. But as the story goes, God tested judge then, who denied that motion. My friend went 29 years in the opposite direction. I went to and back to the streets. And I say all that to say this, is that, again, God knew the plans that he had for me. Not only did he know the plans that he had for me, but he had a purpose for me. And in that purpose, God was constantly doing what I call divine interruptions. And if you think about that for a minute, all of us have sought to do something that God didn't let happen. Or all of us have done some stupid stuff that we should have suffer greater consequences, but it didn't happen. And to me, that's divine interruption. Had I went down that road, no telling what would have happened, I may not be here talking to you today. But God constantly, until I got the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, he was constantly intervening to keep me from doing stuff that would surely have gotten me killed or took me away a long time. So as the story goes, 3 years out of that juvenile, I gave my life to Christ. Again, a divine interruption. I was going to Petersburg to take some drugs to a friend. God said, no, go to church, New Year's Day. I did that. I went to church. I gave my life to Christ. And then the rest is the work and the awesome hand of God bringing about change in my life, transformation. Immediately, I backslid, or it took me about a year to get serious about living for Christ. But when I did, he cleaned me up totally, and I started preaching the gospel. Been preaching the gospel now for 40-something years. Amen. And not only have I been preaching the gospel, but just like I was trying to get waved to go to Lawton, the first place he took me was to Lawton. And I went to Lawton with the Bible in my hand, preaching the good news of Jesus Christ, and just the look of my brothers that knew me through the system and knew my rep from the street, just to see me having been changed and serious about it, God used that. So until today, I'm still doing that. I'm still touching lives. I still have much respect from those who have gone down that road and survived it in the back. And because of this, I have a strong passion to help my brothers or sisters that are returning back to society. I'm an advocate big time, and God has blessed me after 28 years of pastoring to take on this as a full-time task, a full-time assignment, to really bring resources and help to those who are coming back home. And all of them that have went away are not going to stay. They are coming back. And I want to see them come back, and I want to see them with every opportunity to be able to make it through that transition without having to go back. So that's what I do. I do reentry. And one of the ways I do it, I have a ministry called the Reentry Breakthrough Reentry Roundtable. This is a group of men, 90% of them are returning citizens, a group of men who have been there. Some are just coming home. Some have been home a while, and the Lord has blessed them with management jobs and good jobs and marriages, and life is good. And this group of guys, we have come together to sharpen one another, but not only to sharpen one another, but to be there as a lifeline to other brothers who are coming back to the street. To say, yeah, once you get out here, there is a brotherhood of men. There is a group of men who've been there, done that, can relate. But there's a group of men out here that will also help you navigate through that transition and bring resources to help you. So that's what we do. We meet every Monday night on Zoom until things open back up. We do that. Coming up this Saturday at Rivers of Life Church, that's located in Temple Hills, Maryland, 4207 Norcross Street, Temple Hills, Maryland, we're having what is called Reentry Life Coaching and Prison Ministry Training. The goal is all of these brothers in my life now, I want to see them equipped. I want to see them certified. I want to see them positioned to be able to help guys that are coming home, that the county can look to these individuals and say, we want to send you to them. Brothers who can relate. Yes, sir.
Can share with the audience, what is the life mentoring coach? Is it free? Does it cost? Or do you have to be a D.C. resident, Maryland resident? And can you share with us what is the process in getting into that program? Is it free? Can we sign up? How do you do that?
And well, first, this is an information session coming up. And the goal is I want to get at least 20 individuals. And we're going to have them certified through a program called Life Empowerment, which is a returning citizen who did time down in Atlanta. And he came out and he started this program, and he has developed it that it has every component to be able to connect you with the resources to help somebody you're trying to help. So the program, this is an information session, and what I'm hoping is at least 20 individuals will commit to taking this training, the certification. It will be a Saturday, probably the 17th or the 18th. I'm not sure what Saturday. It'll be about a 4 hours of in-person training, and then the rest of the training you would do online. My ministry, Men in the Gap, is going to give a scholarship to pay for a portion of this, and the portion that an individual, if they commit, is less than $50 to do that for the certification. Mm-hmm. We're going to pay the rest. And I had to leave something for the individual to pay, because a lot of times when you get something free, we don't value it. So if you put your money in it, then you're likely to put the time in it as well. So that's what that is about. And what's happening on the Prince George's side, you can use this anywhere you go, because we're going to be expanding in the whole DMV. But okay. For Prince George's County, go ahead, bro.
No, so what I just wanted to say is that what people don't know, that we have a very good, great relationship, and I'm thankful. This is my venue, so I just want to say thank you for the great work that you have done. And when you were pastoring, you gave me one of my first opportunities to preach over there at your church, so I'm thankful for that. So I'm inspired that they gave this position to the right person who has a heart and a commitment to serve those that are returning home. So I salute you, my brother, and the great work that you're doing in PG County. And hopefully I want to get the director on there to talk a little bit about the other programs that are available for those returning home, because this is a very important season, as I was saying early, to get new relationships and new commitment. And when you get your certificate, you can take that, ladies and gentlemen, go out and train other individuals. So you're not just left. You can go out and inspire others to stay on track. As I read to you earlier before Pastor Boutwell got on there, that the individuals in the first year don't even find employment. So this is something that will help you with resources. It'll help you meet new persons. But most of all, it'll help you to be a better individual, to take your gift and your talent and use it for your cousin, your brother, your auntie, your niece, and everybody that's coming home that you know. You got something that you know that can help them. And it's not dope, but it's good hope in a box, and it's wrapped up in an individual with your name on it. So thank you, and you can...
Pastor, can I give you one more announcement? That's Wednesday, October the 13th, from 10 to 2, we'll be at the Palmer Park Community Center. This is the largest in the county one-stop reentry resource fair. Everybody and anybody that is doing anything with reentry in the DMV will be there. So if you know somebody that need to have some type of reentry help, need to come to a job fair, pass this on to them. Again, it is a one-stop reentry resource fair, Wednesday, October the 13th, from 10 to 2. My number is, if I can get this, my number is 240-419-4582. 240-419-4582. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. And we look forward to being there. And I look forward to myself of being there to help facilitate some reentry understanding, because most of us don't know what it is that you do. And if you're tuning in, this is Straight from the Street. I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee, and this is your hour power of information that you can use. And if you can't use it, you can pass it on to your community, to your loved ones. And the PG County, they will be having a great job fair that will be consist of individuals that will be bringing jobs, bringing training, bringing reinforcement to make sure that you don't slide back into any form of negative behavior or bad habits. So good habits tie you on the top, bad ones on the bottom. So again, if you know that you know that you know you need some help, this is a good place to start. And again, we are here to help you. This is the people's voice. This is NIA 2X Radio, the voice of the people. And we want people to get the resources that they need to be the best that they can be for their family and for their self. So thank you for all that you do. And what you do. So I appreciate that. So again, as we begin to end this show, I just want to say that all that we do is dedicated to trying to make a change and make a difference in the lives of individuals, everyday brothers and sisters who need help. Help doesn't have to come in a 40, a shorty, a blunt, or in anything else. It comes with information, and information is power when you use it. So this is information that we can use, we can count on it, and the end result is it doesn't cost you nothing. And if it's for the certification, if it does cost something, it can happen. You know it can happen. You know that you can find the extra money to make you the certification of what you need, a trainer. That's what you'll be. You'll be able to go out and train other individuals. And that's how me and Pastor Balboa met, is through fatherhood training that we end up needing. So, again, there are resources out here that we can tap into to help us be what we can be as individuals in this process of returning home. And I'm thankful to be able to know that, yes, your life is worth salvaging, is worth rescuing, and is worth believing in. Because when I believe in you and you believe in me, we're two miracles walking hand in hand, knowing that nothing can separate us from the promise and our purpose. And our purpose is to serve, heal, and make the community better. That's what we're here for. And, again, if you're just tuning in, this is Straight from the Street, your hour of power. And I'm your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee. And, again, we are a profanity-free radio station. And we just love what we are doing to get the information out to help our community. So I'm thankful. So, again, if you know that this is your season, then, again, I salute you on this day. For all those that are returning home, I may not know your name, but I do know your story, and your story is like most of us returning home. I want something better for myself. I want something better for my family, and I want something better to be the best that I can be for my family. So that takes guts. It takes commitment. And one thing about putting the key in the door, until you turn it, you can't open it. So this time, the key is inside of you. You have to be able to walk with integrity, walk with grace, walk with purpose into your new season, and turn the key and let God restore all those relationships that you broke, all those relationships that you left out on the fringes, that you can first admit that you were wrong. Second, do you forgive me? And I forgive you, and let the healing begin. because healing is what the world needs now with the love of God. And family, I'm so honored today that this is Testimony Thursday, where individuals can come, call, and share. And if you have an idea for this show, let us know. Let us know. Let us know, straight from the street. And this is an opportunity for us to grow as a family, as a posse, because there are individuals under the sound of my voice that have gifts to help. So we can take this show and take it to your neighborhood. Take it to wherever you reside at, because you are the change agent. I may not be in Detroit, but if I can give you the information to use the program in Detroit, we like to help you. If we can take this information and put it somewhere else, we're here to help you. And that's what I am here to do, to make the commitment to make change for our community. Because healing, it happens one person at a time, one life at a time. But God does healing all the time. You hear what I say? It happens one at a time. But God does it all the time. And God never charges you for the healing. All he wants you to do is go out and heal others with the same healing he healed you with. Healing. So again, I'm excited to know that this program is doing what it set out to do. It's coming straight from the streets, into your streets, to your houses, into your villages, into your homes, to be able to give you new season, a new relationship. And if someone can get a new season and a new relationship, then we have done our job as a community to make sure that we are guiding each other to be the best that we can be for each other. And someone is returning home who's going to need you to help guide them. And this is the program that you can give them to listen to. No, we don't crank music, but we crank knowledge. No, we don't crank jokes, but we crank knowledge. Because knowledge and power is what you need to make you a better individual. Not dancing, good for you. But knowledge sets you free. The truth sets you free. And we're truth tellers on this dial. And we come to bring you the honest to goodness truth from what we know is the truth. And we're hoping that someone will be free. Free to pass on this www.blackonblackunity.com to your friends, to your family, and to all those that are searching for information. This is the station that you can use, and we love to use those things. Again, knowledge, information, because information is power. And again, I look for you all to come back next week, straight back from the streets, to listen to Straight from the Street. And this is your hour of power, where we're going to do great and wonderful things. And if you stick, hold, and stay with your devices, we're going to be able to give you what you're looking for. And that is power to be the best that you can be. And you're listening to, again, your host, the Reverend Jerome Lee, Straight from the Street. And this is your hour of power. We thank you, family. We thank you for your listening time. And may again this be the season for you to be the best that you can be. And as we always end, we hope not to find you in pieces, but in peace. Because when we find you in peace, we know that God has truly gave you the greatest peace of mind. So family, we salute and we say thank you and have a great, wonderful evening. Bye-bye.